A crime that took place 50 years ago in Queens was pivotal in transforming the nation's emergency response system. WNYC's Mythili Rao walked the streets of Kew Gardens with author Kevin Cook. His new book explains how the murder of Kitty Genovese led to the creation of the 911 system.
28-year-old Kitty Genovese had been dead for 2 weeks when the New York Times published a shocking account of her killing in the spring of 1964. 37 who saw murder didn't call the police, the Times headline read. Here's how Kevin Cook describes it in his book.
A gritty urban setting, craven bystanders, a defenseless young woman. On one hand, the crime stirred something primal, the terror of being alone in the dark when a predator strikes. At the same time, Kitty's story seemed as modern as the vivid hues on a color TV. In urban America in the 60s, you might have 1,000 neighbors, only to die alone while they stood by their windows, watching.
The story of how Genovese was violently attacked while dozens of neighbors did nothing to help was quickly picked up by newspapers around the country and across the world.
I think nationally it's pictured as a Hell's Kitchen scene. People on their fire escapes looking down at the spectacle of this stabbing that plays out over half an hour.
Cook's book is called Kitty Genovese, The Murder, The Bystanders, The Crime That Changed America. He says the newspaper story painted a misleading portrait of the crime.
Not only did it not play out over half an hour, but it's this leafy little bedroom community. People didn't lock their doors at night for the most part, and Kew Gardens really only gained its grim reputation as a symbol for what was then called urban apathy after this crime.
Genovese was actually a random victim of a cold-blooded murderer named Winston Mosley. After working a late shift at a bar in Hollis, Queens, where she was a manager, Genovese headed back to her home in Kew Gardens. She didn't know it, but Mosley was following her.
Steps from where we're standing now, Mosley stabbed her twice in the back. And Kitty Genovese screamed loudly enough to wake people on both sides of the street.
One neighbor shouted out his window, "Leave that girl alone." Mosley fled. Hearing the commotion, a few neighbors reached for their phones. But the 911 system did not yet exist in New York.
You do call a dispatcher. You may get a desk sergeant who says perhaps you should mind your own business. That happened from time to time. The first question is not what is your emergency, it's what is your name.
Genovese staggered around the corner toward her apartment. That's when Mosley returned to finish the crime, ending her life before help could arrive. In the days after the Times story, people kept asking, how could this happen? As a result, local officials joined a national campaign to create a unified emergency response protocol.
The 911 system grows more or less directly from the outcry over Kitty Genovese's death.
That outcry is still remembered vividly by some in Kew Gardens. Just around the corner from where Genovese died is the home of Carol and Murray Berger, longtime residents of the neighborhood. They welcomed us in on a cold March morning.
Hi. Boy, are you frozen properly?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just about to make a pot of coffee for us all.
Oh, how nice.
The Bergers were a young couple when they moved to the neighborhood in 1957. Carol says at the time, Kew Gardens was a kind of suburban oasis, just 20 minutes from the heart of Manhattan.
A very quiet neighborhood. That was Kew Gardens. As you see, when you come down the blocks, they're private homes. It's very peaceful. And everyone got along fine.
Carol says the murder came as a terrible shock and invited scrutiny of the neighborhood.
People just went brazenly into the apartment houses, rang doorbells. What did you see? And what did you know? Not only reporters, they were the least of their problems, but I'm saying the research people looking to see, you know, that's how they wrote all those articles for their books. Yeah, exactly.
Those psychology textbooks attach Genovese's name to concepts like pluralistic ignorance and the bystander effect, terms used to describe how people can lose their moral compass in a crowd. But Cook says the real story doesn't support those ideas.
Kitty Genovese was not killed by apathy. She was killed by a monster named Winston Mosley. And the fatal stabbing, we know how many eyewitnesses there were, exactly one.
The Times got the story wrong, in part because of the misjudgment of one prominent editor, A.M. Rosenthal. Mosley was arrested, convicted of murder, and to this day remains the longest-serving inmate in the New York prison system. The Bergers say, after all these years, it's time to set the record straight.
For the Kew Gardens community to be tainted for all these years, and until I would say maybe this year when facts were starting to come out for the first time, maybe people will think of us differently when they read their textbooks, if they ever rewrite some of those textbooks.
It may take a while to revise all those textbooks, but the Bergers have been the beneficiaries of at least one thing that came out of the crime. When they were burgled recently, they called 911. For WNYC, I'm Mythili Rao.